T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Your sports station.
Metallica, the Four Horsemen. As we come to the end of Metallica week here on the show, anything you miss here, you can catch up to it on the radio.com app or at kfhradio.com. So make sure that you go back and listen to our show. You can hear our interview with Rashad Washington. You can catch up on what Joanna Chadwick had to say. That's always available for you, your listeners.
Perfect.
You use it.
All the time.
When you've missed a segment of this show.
Like usually when I'm on, I miss it.
You go back and listen to it?
No, ever? Never. Never have. Never have. But I do miss some while I'm still here. I mean, I'm here in body.
You miss a lot when you're here.
You know, I missed one of our teams you love to watch lose, because another one of mine is the Montreal Canadiens.
Kind of the Yankee syndrome up there, right? You have something
against Montreal. Yeah, it's just.
You've not been there. No desire to go.
No.
Today you don't like the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, I've never liked the Montreal.
But you
Canadiens.
Do like. You did like since the Montreal
was,
Expos.
Since I was 4 years. That's true. I did like.
Why?
Montreal. I don't know.
You're an interesting guy.
Tim Wallach. I like Tim Wallach.
I like Tim Wallach.
And Tim
too.
Raines. Tim Raines was another one of my favorite
Tim
players.
Tim Raines, number 30.
Left
Tim
field.
Wallach, I believe, number... Oh, I had it. And I think I've lost it. For the Expos, I think he was number 22. If that's right, I am taking off this show and headed to somewhere where...
Winfield.
No, somewhere where people appreciate this kind of memory.
Russia.
Do they appreciate memory?
I don't know. I'm just trying to help you out here a little bit.
I got to look this up. Normally, Jeff would... This is the major thing that Jeff brings to the show.
Yeah, he's good at this
he's
computer
stuff.
He's able
to type quickly.
Yeah, I peck.
And you there are just... Goes. You're a... You
I'm
bring
useless.
Nothing.
Say it. Useless.
You bring nothing.
I don't.
He wasn't number 22.
I
he was
didn't
number
think
29.
So.
Doggone it.
You were close.
Doggone it. Tim Wallach, over 2,000 major league hits, drove in over 1,100 runs, had a nice career, most of it for the Montreal Expos. From 1980 to 1992, he played up in Montreal. So, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. That's why I'm here.
I appreciate that.
That not for my typing.
Also played in the NBC World Series right here in Wichita, Kansas.
Did he?
He sure did. I believe he was part of the Fairbanks Gold Panners.
Okay. I'll take your word for that. I would not know. That was a fun team. Montreal had some good teams then. I mean, the strike year, obviously, they had to be one of the favorites to win it all.
I'm going to really be lost when my memory goes. Because I like thinking about these things. I like remembering Tim Wallach.
Yeah.
There'll be a time when you say Tim Wallach, I'll go, huh? Who? I'm not going to enjoy that. That's going to be, and don't laugh at
but
that.
But you won't remember it anyway, so it won't bother you. Look at the bright side of that. You won't know, so it won't bother you because you'll be like, oh, whatever. No big deal.
How about KU playing at the Sprint Center tomorrow against UMKC?
Why?
What a waste. That could be Wichita State at the Sprint Center.
Yeah, like have a good game at least.
Then we'd be in a buzz. We'd be going crazy. But this is another reason why am I biased against Kansas City? And not that KU's in Kansas City, but that's their home audience up in there.
That's true.
That's their, oh, we're going to go see them play UMKC. That's exactly how they talk, too.
Just like that. Really? I haven't noticed that. I've been up there a few times.
That game, it'll probably have a big crowd. How many will be left in the second half?
Not many.
They'll be over at the
I mean, they should win by 40.
What's the district there called right across the street?
Lights and...
Yeah, the power and light.
Power and light.
They'll be over there by...
Halftime.
Halftime.
Yeah.
And if they go over at halftime, none of them are coming back.
Well, would you?
No.
Not at
that
all.
That game will be 47-23 at halftime.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's Shockers, over. Meanwhile, are playing downtown Wichita against Oklahoma. Two teams with one loss. How did we pick that game yesterday?
I think
you picked Oklahoma.
I think Wichita State wins, but I just think six and a half. I think it should be a close game. That's my theory.
Well, I agree, but nobody had tremendous confidence in picking that game.
No, it's a one pointer.
So I must have put a pretty good line on it.
Well, let me go see what the actual line is.
Well, I don't think you can find it.
Oh.
Unless you know what you probably – who wants to know what your dark side consists of?
You don't.
Really?
Let's see here.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I'm trying to – no, I can't find it. Geez, I thought I was going to get it, too, and I didn't.
I had the most confidence with 3 points, and I picked Wichita State to cover. Everybody else's confidence was one.
Yeah, it's a tough game. Tough game to pick.
Well, and I must have put a good line on it.
You did put a good line on it. Although Jeff didn't seem like he thought you were out to lunch
on it. He hated the line. Yet you had one confidence point.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Doesn't make any sense to me either. And then you've got a couple of interesting games nationally tomorrow. Oregon and Michigan. That's certainly a game you'd tune into. And Memphis on the road in Knoxville playing Tennessee. That's a game you'll watch. I'm going to hunker down. I'm not going to be at the Shocker game tomorrow night because I got some other things going on. But I'm going to hunker down and watch some of that tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Well, all right then.
Not going to watch KU-UMKC, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, no, it's just a waste of time. Why would you?
Have no interest in it.
None at all?
Not really.
No. Actual line, Wichita State, 3.5.
Well, they'll cover that. House, car, boat on that game.
House, car, boat. He said that last week, too, with your house. You don't have a house anymore. You owe it to me with
Tim,
the Rams game.
Tim from upstairs, how are you? Tim works right upstairs here.
Sweet.
What's up? That I do. Hey, guys. On the KU versus UMKC game, I just had a couple of little pointers because I felt that ire from Bob, you know, Kansas always snubbing their nose at Wichita State. I will say two things. One, KU normally plays UMKC, not usually in the Sprint Center. It's usually in Allenfield House. But I will say, did you see that quote that Bill Self put out saying that he – apparently has softened his heart toward Wichita State, and he thinks that they can beat anyone, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club, Bill, of the other 7 billion people on the planet who agree with that.
You think there's 7 billion people that agree that Wichita State can
If you go to Ethiopia right now and you're walking along the street and you ask somebody, hey, do you think Wichita State could beat anybody, anytime, any place? The answer will be yes. Thank you, Tim. I mean, is that really that's a statement of the obvious?
Yes. And that's why he made
and
it.
And I'm not mad at Bill Self for saying it.
But that's why he made
it. It shouldn't have been asked. Who cares? All right, when we return, man, I get
We got to go to a
of.
Break already? You were just getting wound up.
I think I'm volatile.
Yeah.
Kristen Boxman from KWCH. Will join us for 5 questions. Jason Duda, I guarantee.
Don't give it out. Don't you give out my question.
Favorite restaurant.
Why would you do that?
Back in a minute.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.